Putting prisoners on boxes and hoods was one of the stress positions that Donald Rumsfeld advocated to help loosen up prisoners for interrogation. What was he like before going down into that dungeon? He is the most all-American patriotic person I have ever met in my life. I mean, it's almost comical. His father's a West Virginia coal mine. He's a Baptist. He goes to church on Sunday. He plays softball. He hunts. He fishes. He has lots of friends. He goes bowling. You name it. The only thing that's accepted, he's married to an African-American woman. He's a great stepfather to her children. He loves the American flag. He gives it as a present. He puts it out in the morning, takes it in at night. Here he is in Kuwait just before he went down there. He loves the American. He tears up when they play the Star Spangled Banner. He should have been the poster boy for the military, not Pat Tillman, who turns out not to be killed by friendly fire. He might have even been murdered by people in his unit, but we know he was not a hero. And you remember Jessica Lynch. Everything about Jessica Lynch was fabricated. None of the things you said, we knew that she was a hero. It was all a lie, every single bit of it. But we needed heroes, and we created these two false heroes when this guy would have been a real hero had he not gone down to that dungeon.
Is there one more, Sam? Okay, great. All right. To me, that tells me that Zimbardo is controlled opposition. And if you look into the fact that Schlesinger was doing this investigation about Abu Ghraib, and why would he pick Zimbardo, who is Jewish? People need to understand that. In that lecture, it starts out with him wearing his yarmulke and talking about the Jewish holidays. He is most definitely Jewish. So wouldn't they select someone to be on the defense team for this Marine or for this guard who would keep the secret? Because lo and behold, revealed by David Duke in this wonderful article called Remember the Torture at Abu Ghraib, and I'm going to put a link up for that, it came to the public's attention that Israel had sent two individuals into those prisons, into Abu Ghraib, to instruct these reservists. Remember, they're National Guardsmen, to instruct them how to prepare the prisoners for interrogation. Zimbardo says no one told them. No one prepared them or trained them to interrogate the prisoners at Abu Ghraib. However, that is not true. There were two people from Israel who went to that prison and they taught these guards strategies and probably insisted they use them. And David Duke exposed that the same strategies they've been using on Palestinians for many, many years. This is not new to them, to use torture when they have prisoners, to manipulate the prisoners, to threaten them, to scare them, to threaten their family. All of this they've been doing for years. Zimbardo did not acknowledge that Israel had sent people into that prison. Now, it could be said that he didn't know, but I don't believe James Schlesinger didn't know. So it's likely that he was absolutely very careful to make sure that whoever they got to defend these National Guard prison guards was not going to expose Israel, was going to protect Israel. There's no question in my mind. And when you read the article, again, I will put a link, Remember the Torture at Abu Ghraib by David Duke, you'll start to get the picture that Israel was involved in this as well. So what does that do? That makes the American soldiers look horrific. That makes, again, we look like the ugly Americans. And I have to wonder if that wasn't the plan all along. Did those leak out or were they leaked out to make us look bad, to make it look like the Americans are we're responsible for this evil empire, the little people. the military people, you and I, were responsible for this evil empire, and that is anything but true, and that is anything but human nature. If indeed the Israelis said to these guards, if you don't do this, you're going to lose your commission, if you don't do this, we're going to, like they did in Vietnam, we're going to punish the other guards, we insist that you do this, then you can see why they were caught between a rock and a hard spot. And that kind of pressure is not uncommon to get the military, to get the soldiers to do horrific things that their conscience would have prevented them from doing. Watch Winter Soldiers. Type in YouTube-Winter Soldier, and you will hear soldiers coming back confessing what they were coerced into doing by their superiors and what they're having nightmares about. And they even started an organization called Iraqi Veterans Against the War. They were so upset what's going on over in Iraq. When they came home, they got together, found each other, and they're trying to expose the horrendous, horrendous treatment of the Iraqi people that went on and probably is still going on. Zimbardo did not expose that. He did not expose Israel's role in that. He did not expose that James Schlesinger is a dual citizen. So the plot thickens. I mean, his remark about Pat Tillman, I don't know if any of the callers heard the Pat Tillman story, but I didn't study it at length. I just was under the impression that Tillman was going to come back and blow the whistle on what was going on in Iraq, and that it was the authorities that had him killed, not his fellow Marines. That's what I heard. If anyone knows any more about the Pat Tillman case, please feel free to call in, because I didn't follow it that closely. But this is not human nature, people. He is talking about a very well-organized, systematic, mind-controlled program where you convince people to do the wrong thing step by step by step by step for the greater good. And you always say that the big lie, for the greater good, we need to vaccinate all children with 500 vaccines before they reach adulthood, whatever the number they come up with, the greater good. That's how they get good people to do evil. And he is correct about that. But who is behind it? That he is not correct. This is not human nature. Most of us don't do bad things. A, we don't want to get caught. That's part of it. But the other part is, if you're raised in a family that teaches you compassion, you don't get any pleasure causing harm. You absolutely, like the Winter Soldiers, you absolutely can't stand the fact that you've been called upon to do harm. And some of them have committed suicide. Some of them have nightmares from what they're asked to do, because it is not normal human nature. I think Eustace Mullen said, it's not easy to get a bunch of peaceful men to go out and kill other peaceful men. It is difficult. And the military and boot camp is designed to overcome those natural tendencies to not want to harm others. So for what it's worth, the Lucifer Effect, you can go, I'll post the link, but if you want to find it yourself, you can type in your search box, YouTube-, the Lucifer Effect, Understanding How Good People Turn Evil, and then you can listen to the whole lecture that Philip Zimbardo gave. And also, type in your search engine, Remember the Torture at Abu Ghraib by David Duke, because David Duke does an excellent job of researching what happened and exposing the truth about who was behind the atrocities at Abu Ghraib. Now, just in case I haven't roasted Philip Zimbardo enough, I want to add another level, a little gem I found that was published in The New Yorker June 12, 2015. The author was Maria Konnikova, okay, and she is a contributing writer for TheNewYorker.com, where she writes regularly on psychology and science. She posted an article, again, in June 2015, titled The Real Lesson of the Stanford Prison Experiment. I will put a link to that so those who are interested can read the whole piece. It's really quite well done. But I did pick out a couple excerpts to share because I thought they were significant. So people have taken a closer look at this experiment that he did back in 1971, and now they are saying, and many have always been saying, they smell a rat. You know, it's not a good description of human nature. This is what she had to say in her article. The participants knew that an audience was watching, and so a lack of feedback could be read as tacit approval. And the sense of being watched may also have encouraged them to perform. Dave Eshelman, one of the guards, recalled that he consciously created his guard persona. I was in all kinds of drama production in high school and college, he said. It was something I was very familiar with, to take on another personality before you step out on the stage. Eshelman said, in fact, he continued, I was kind of running my own experiment in there by saying, how far can I push these things and how much abuse will these people take before they say knock it off? Other more subtle factors also shaped the experiment. It's often said that the study participants were ordinary guys, and they were indeed, determined to be normal and healthy by a battery of tests. But they were also a self-selected group who responded to a newspaper advertisement seeking volunteers for, quote, a psychological study of prison life, unquote. In a 2007 study, the psychologists Thomas Carnahan and Sam McFarlane asked whether the wording itself may have stacked the odds. They recreated the original ad and then ran a separate ad omitting the phrase, quote, prison life, unquote. They found that the people who responded to the two ads scored differently on a set of psychological tests. Those who thought that they would be participating in a prison study had significantly higher levels of aggressiveness, authoritarianism, Machiavellianism, narcissism, and social dominance, and they scored lower on measures of empathy and altruism. So this study that he keeps saying is so valid, the Stanford Prison Experiment, there's a lot of questions about that. It's a shame that he's in a position to affect maybe policies and certainly to affect the psychological understanding of normal human behavior. I don't think that's an accident. Again, these people seem to want to blame the victims, which is the American public, for the outrageous things that they've got the soldiers and the people in our country doing, when in actuality this very sophisticated level of manipulation is institutionalized now. And it's very hard, starting from grade school through college, through working for a corporation. It's very hard for most people to even see it. And it's hard to get away from it without becoming unemployed. That's the tragedy. Too many of our jobs are dependent on us doing the wrong thing. Okay, I'd be happy to take callers. We have Fred from Pennsylvania. Fred, are you there?
I'm here. I want to talk about Grave, and I'm not going to get into, you know, a lot of frothy determinations of, you know, are studies good enough. But I want to just talk about the fact that in reading about the scandal of Abu Ghraib, there was a huge thing that was not reported in that. That was just one site, and there was a huge Iraqi prison system that used torture, and there was even that Iraqi prison system was a subset of the holding facilities that were not, you know, legal prisons. There was a bigger set than even the Iraqi prison system, and then a bigger set than that, which is sort of like an informal, putting people in barbed wire enclosures. You had just a whole genocide of these folks in the Middle East over many decades just being called subhuman.
Yes. I totally agree. I don't know where you got your information. I wasn't aware of that, but it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, I heard something about 37 prisons, but that was even a subset of another larger set, and that was even there was even a larger set than that. And so it was something that was parsed as the scandal, and it was a very aberrant, you know, it was told to us that that wasn't usual and that wasn't repeated, and the fact was it was much, much bigger than Abu Ghraib facility.
I'm not even remotely surprised. That David Duke article should kind of break everybody's heart, because he talks about an expansion of the system they put together in Palestine. And we all know they want the Palestinians gone. I mean, they're never going to allow the Palestinians to go back to their land. They want them gone. And
there is something that's holding millions either in custody or in potential custody in fear.
Yes.
And I would like to also, Al, I would like to say that you have a great book, which is a true book, but it's called Poems from an Israeli Jail. And this book is from something called Knowledge Publications in New York. And I don't have it anymore, but it was just true poems of prisoners that have to be heard in order to understand the decades old throwing down this power against the Palestinians.
Yes. Yes.
And you know, if you can't leave a country, that's a hallmark of a dictatorship. It may be disguised dictatorship, but if you can't leave your own country, then why can't you leave that country? What are the Israelis afraid of?
I don't think, you know what, I think they're afraid. They don't want the truth out. They don't want They don't want their followers, the Jewish Americans, the AIPAC people, and the ADL people.
Yeah.
They don't want them to know the truth about what's really going on in the Middle East, because they're afraid that they would lose their support. So the lie keeps going. We're talking about the big lie again, aren't we, Fred?
Yeah, and of course, a big lie is clothed in a big cloak.
Yeah.
So. That's how a big lie is able to be continued.
Yes.
So a big lie is subsidized.
Yes. And
all right. Well, I
appreciate you calling in and sharing that, because I was not unaware, but I wish I could say I'm surprised. But sadly, I'm not surprised, and that's horrific. Okay, we're taking calls tonight. We're talking about human nature and the fact that Philip Zimbardo has it wrong. I think I have it right. I think it takes an awful lot to make good people do bad things. And if you've got all the money in the world to set up these institutions, however, it is doable. Call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. And feel free to share your thoughts on this. We have a caller from North Carolina. I was just there last summer. Loved it. Good evening, Betty.
Good evening. It's nice to know your enemy, and all the time that you very graciously presented and described this enemy of the prison system that we have. I'd like to wonder if on your website you might have some kind of a petition or some kind of a group that is trying to confront this wrong moral imperative of the kind of prison system that we have, so that there's an equal balance somehow with knowing your enemy and taking the risks that are necessary to defend a biblical imperative of what is right.
Boy, it's not going to be easy because they've corrupted the entire legal system, and most people still think that we have a Bill of Rights and the Constitution is the law of the land. And one of the reasons we have so many people in our prisons is that our courts are running law merchant or uniform commercial code, and we do try, Betty, to let people know that they're being confused, that they're expecting one thing from this court, and they're getting imprisoned. One of the reasons they're so easy to imprison is they don't really understand what's going on in those courtrooms. We do try to tell people about it. We've had a lot of shows about that. I don't know if a petition would make any difference. This legal structure is part of the empire that the Jewish International Bankers are creating. Hang in there. We'll be back soon.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Defense of Humanity. I hope everybody listened and listened to and was inspired by Mike Rivera's wonderful piece that he put together. He says so eloquently. If you hadn't had a chance, he did another wonderful piece called All Wars Are Bankers' Wars. You can go in and type that in your search. He did that, I don't know, maybe a year or two ago. And again, we're back to the international Jewish bankers. The international Jewish bankers and Rothschild family is the founder of that, and I do believe they are still in charge of it. And these are the ones behind all these wars. All wars are bankers' wars. They want centralized bankers in every country on the planet. They want to control currency, control resources. That is their goal, sadly, tragically. As Smedley Butler wrote in his book, War is a Racket, they have used the American people, they have used our young men as pawns in their game, in their wars, to help them achieve their goals. And I'm hoping that young men, there may be some out there listening, and they avoid the military because you are not defending the United States sovereign government. If you go into the military, today you are working on behalf of the Rothschild global banking cartel. Okay, go ahead, Betty. I'm glad that you're sympathetic to these innocent men who are sitting in our jails.
Yeah, especially the 4th of July with the Hammonds and the Bundys, et cetera, and the Yuri Kowals.
Yes.
One other thing, you're so good about the administrative state and the idea that the individual's life and fortune and sacred honor are at stake, and you do provide a positive alternative for that, and I want to commend you for so many good things that you do. It's a joy to hear you every week.
Well, thank you, Betty. That is the nicest thing I've heard for weeks. That was really nice. Thank you.
It's really good. Thanks. Bye-bye. God bless.
Uh-huh. We're trying to get the word out that we're getting entrapped and put in jail because we don't understand the legal system, and that's not by accident. That is on purpose. If you haven't read our piece on notice of condition precedent, I invite you to do so. Go to anticorruptionsociety.com, and there are tabs at the top. Click on the tab that says notice of condition precedent and start reading, and you will get the picture how the bankers have corrupted our legal system, and now we are actually surety for the fiat dollar. This was not by mistake. This was done with the New Deal when Roosevelt was put in place. And I say that Roosevelt was put in place, and his goal was to bring in the New Deal on behalf of the international bankers, and he accomplished that goal. They also wanted World War II, and he accomplished that goal as well. So same people, same players, tragic results across the planet, and Abu Ghraib. It was unfortunate the caller called in. Again, I'm not surprised. It does make me sad, however, to think that there are more prisons in Abu Ghraib doing the same thing. I know what's going on. They're probably setting prisons up in Libya and Syria. And their goal is Greater Israel. I think Michael Rivero and Deanna Spingola have talked about that. Their goal is to create Greater Israel, and the people who are Muslims in that area, they want them gone. They want to own that area and all the resources in that area, and they've been working on this ever since the Balfour Declaration. my goodness, which was a Rothschild creation way back before World War II. We need to kind of remind ourselves whenever people are saying that this is human nature and not by that line at all. This is not human nature. And it does, however, it does stem from how we raise our children. If we are not teaching our children compassion, but teaching them that life is just one big competition, dog-eat-dog world, then this is the kind of adults we're going to be dealing with, and that is not a pretty picture. Hang in there. We'll be back after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Welcome back to In Defense of Humanity. I'm Al Whitney. We're talking about human nature tonight. And we were specifically talking about Philip Zimbardo, Professor Philip Zimbardo. He wrote a book called The Lucifer Effect, I think, which is extremely misleading. I hope I kind of made that point when we went through some of the audio clips of a lecture that he gave at MIT. If you have something to add, our number is 1-800-313-9443. Again, I don't know for a fact that Philip Zimbardo is a Zionist. I suspect he is. However, I suspect he was put in that position. That poor, unfortunate prison guard who was in charge at Abu Ghraib took the rap. His life went into horrible from that point. He was put in solitary confinement. If you listen to the lecture, Philip will explain what happened to the gentleman. And again, he was just a reservist. Remember, people, they took our National Guard and sent them over there. So the National Guard was removed from the states where they were actually supposedly taking care of the state and the problems that come up in the state. On behalf of the government, and all of a sudden they took the National Guard and they took them out of the States and sent them over to Iraq. I don't think that was an accident. Most people who've looked at this agree that was not an accident, so that now we do not have a military presence to protect the general population per se, and they've militarized our police. So we are extremely vulnerable right now in this country. I'm not sure that that's going to change. A lot of people think it's going to get worse. I keep hoping that as we wake more and more people up, we might be able to avoid a disaster. That is why I might add that at the end of every program, I have encouraged people to participate in an imaging prayer, an imaging exercise to use our subconscious and our good intentions to create a different outcome, an outcome of love and beauty, an outcome of peace and healthy forests and healthy children. That's the least we can do to try to stop this horrific invasion of our country, which actually officially started, in my opinion, in 1913 when the international bankers took over the economy with the passage of the Federal Reserve Act. That's when it really got going. And it went into hyperspace in 1933 when Roosevelt brought in the New Deal. And the bankers managed to get the American people involved in two wars in Europe, neither of which were any threat to us. In fact, none of the wars the U.S. military has been fighting have been executed to protect the United States, not one of them. Now they've got this war on terror, and we've talked about that. The war on terror is their way of maintaining the permanent state of national emergency, because the war on terror has no distinct enemy. It cannot be won as long as there are terrorist attacks ongoing and the powers that be maintain false flag attacks to make sure that they can always justify this ongoing war on terror. Most people don't realize that this is the permanent state of national emergency, that they need to keep this huge military in place to keep the president in power so he can write executive orders bypassing Congress. If you're not aware of it, you can go to anticorruptionsociety.com. On the source document page, scroll down and read Senate Report 93549. That report was compiled by a committee of the Senate in 1973, where what they did is they thoroughly investigated the state of national emergency and war powers. And they put out in that report the truth about the fact that this country has been in a state of emergency since 1933. This state of emergency is renewed every year by the current CEO in the White House, the president. And when you read that report, they concluded the only way to end the state of emergency is for a president to cancel it. And I doubt Trump is going to do that, although it would make me very happy, because that would be the end of the war machine. The international bankers, I think, would be most unhappy with that. They make a lot of money from our war machine, causing death and destruction across the planet and setting up these horrific prisons. So that's what we were talking about tonight. I'm going to just review. We have a little bit of time here. I'm going to review the 10 steps that I think he could be right about, Zimbardo. And if you apply this to the institutions that they've got in place, public health, Environmental Protection Agency, the CDC, if you apply this formula to the institution, it actually makes sense. So here's the 10 steps that he concluded are necessary to get good people to do bad things, okay? One, ideology stemming from a big lie. Again, vaccines are safe and effective. We have to fight the war on terror. You know, we're all at risk. We need Homeland Security to protect us. There's always a big lie at the top. two, small first step. And that happens when the mother allows them to inject the baby with Hep B, which is unnecessary, but that's part of it, is to get the mother conditioned to bring the baby back and get continued vaccinations. They've even admitted that that's why they do it. So the mother is programmed to believe that this baby on wellness visits has to come back and get more vaccinations. So that's your small first step when the mom's in the hospital and really she's thrilled that she's got a baby, but she's recovering the ordeal of childbirth. Okay, number three, successively increasing small actions. These wellness visits, they schedule them based on the vaccine schedule. It's not that these babies need to be seen by the pediatrician every 6 months or every 12 months or every 18 months. No, no, no. The wellness visits are all about getting people to bring the baby in or getting us to go in and sign up to their program, whatever that is. And we talked about that with palliative care. We talked about that with Medicare wellness visits. Same thing, you know. Starts off the small first step. Isn't this wonderful? They're going to help me. And then you have successively increasing small actions. Number four, a seemingly just authority. In the case of vaccines, of course, it's the CDC. Seemingly just authority. It is anything but. It's a corrupt agency of the federal corporation, but they portray themselves as being Center for Disease Control and Prevention. They portray themselves as a very useful just authority. Number five, compassionate leader changes gradually over time. That's really, again, if you look at the Leah Remini series on the Church of Scientology, boy, that just all over that when you watch the guy who's in charge now and how he appears to be compassionate and how he is anything but and has changed and gotten progressively more tyrannical over time. Number six, rules that are vague and ever-changing. And that's another reason I was warning people about these wellness visits. Because if you sign up for that program, all of a sudden you're going to find out there's a new rule, there's a new regulation, there's a new requirement. They're ever-changing. Well, we've changed it. And if anybody's been on Medicare for any amount of time, you probably witnessed these ever-changing rules. And if Medicare doesn't pay for it, it is very difficult to get the doctor to provide the service or the test that may be indicated. Again, who's making the rules for healthcare now? Federal corporation through Medicare and Medicaid and the insurance companies. Number seven, the situation always relabeled. Okay? They do that all the time. They just call something good that's bad. They just relabel it. This is the greater good. Vaccines are for the greater good. And they sell you on that line when it's anything but true. The healthy children are the ones that never get vaccinated. But they relabel that and call it for the greater good. Number eight, provides models of compliance. Boy, I've seen that so many times. But other mothers are getting their children vaccinated. What's wrong with you? Other people are getting a driver's license, or other people are having their dogs vaccinated, or everyone else is doing this. No one else is complaining about the new streetlights that they have to pay $10,000 for. Why are you? Again, they use that to try to get you to sign up for groupthink, because believe it or not, it is easier in their system to manipulate the group into a plan of action through the Delphi technique than it is to logically win their argument with science and facts. So groupthink is everything to them. If they can get the group will swing, will pick up all the little stragglers, and that's been working way too good for way too long. Verbal dissent allowed, but compliance still demanded. Any mother who's complained about the vaccines, the doctors will probably let you complain, but at the same time, he will do everything he can to insist that you let your child be vaccinated. This is just everywhere. You know, one guy said the favorite game of government is they believe, and they're taught, that if we let the people have their say, they won't want their way. And so they do allow us to complain. Then they nod their head and say, well, we understand, okay, but we're still going to do it. They don't acknowledge our complaints, and so far I have not seen evidence that our petitions are changing policies. Our letters to the editor don't get printed. Our letters to our senator or our representatives don't end up with a policy change. They encourage us to reach out to them, but you don't see policy change. So they're happy to let us complain, but they're not going to change. And then making exiting difficult. Any soldier who's in the military, and some say that Pat Tillman was going to come back and tell the truth about what was going on, and that's why they couldn't allow him to survive. Anyone who's in the military, if you reach the point where you say, oh my gosh, I'm on the wrong side, I'm doing the wrong thing, they make you exiting very painful, very difficult, and almost impossible. So by the time you see what's going on, and again, I go back to the Winter Soldier, type that in your search box, it'll kind of break your heart on one level to see these men telling the truth about what they experienced in Iraq and Afghanistan. At the same time, you'll admire them for being so brave and telling the truth, and it you just want to hug them and comfort them, because you realize then what horrific experiences they've had, and yet they're still hanging on to their compassion. They're still hanging on and trying to do their very best to do what's right. I truly admire all these veterans who join these organizations. Iraqis Against the War, the Vietnam soldiers started one, I believe, Vietnam Veterans Against the War. These guys are brave. They deserve all our support. They've been through hell, and yet they're still willing to do their very best to do the right thing. We certainly need to honor them. But anyway, this is part of the problem. This is the mind control system that we're living in, and our enemy, I'm afraid, is everywhere, covering up for the crimes of the international Jewish bankers. And sadly, so many Jewish people think Israel is good. They think that they're God's chosen people. You listen to some of the programs David Duke and David Irving have put out, and you start to say, oh my gosh, these people are all being deceived. And of course, Deanna Spengola, I listen as much as I can. She's done some amazing programs on this topic. She's never been afraid to tell the truth. Michael Collins Piper, same thing. Sadly, he is no longer with us. But there are some very, very brave, brave people out there doing their darnest to tell the truth to the public. It's hard for people to believe that the international bankers have this much control, but they do. And I don't know that the military is in a position where they're going to be able to stop them. Some people think they can. Some people think Trump can. I hope that's true, because things are not good, especially people. And I so appreciated Betty from North Carolina. She said something very nice, but especially they continue to get us to consent, and they do it by tricking us. That, to me, is the most important thing we can do, is to get the truth out, because as long as you're signing that contract without restricting your signature, you sign that driver's license, you sign that voter's registration, you sign that bank account without restricting your signature, you are consenting to this whole scam. And if they get you into court, they will demonstrate, well, is that your signature? So we really have to make our way through the matrix and understand how it is we are unwittingly consenting to this horrific government entrapment system that was put in place in 1933 and is getting more and more abusive, more and more controlling, more and more greedy, making it very, very difficult for people to just have their life, live their life peacefully, raise their children the way they wish. Again, they don't want that for you, people, in case you don't know this. That's why they've got mind control on TV all day long. They want to control you. They don't want you just quiet, peaceful, and free. Well, please stay tuned to our imaging prayer. That much is easy to do. It's enjoyable to do. I do it all the time. I love sitting quietly and thinking of the beautiful world that we all deserve. Even if I just go out and look in the backyard with the flowers blooming, it's gives you a peaceful heart. It gives you something to be happy about, and you can do that for nothing, for free, every day. And we'll be back next week. Thanks for listening. Good night.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at Nutramedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at Nutramedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
We'd like to end tonight's show by reaching up to a higher power, whatever that might mean to you, to assist us in creating the future we all want. Close your eyes as you listen to this beautiful song by Inca Gold called Shout to the Lord, and image families and children enjoying Earth's healthy meadows, forests, oceans, and mountains in perpetuity. Image them laughing, singing, and dancing. Visualize humanity thriving, free from want or fear. Picture the peaceful world we all deserve. Let's joyfully create our future together.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2. Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.